It seems just last week we heard from Isaiah with different dreams and visions of lions and lambs. And this week we have Isaiah sharing a new vision of deserts becoming flowering oases, and that the lame shall walk and the blind shall see. And John and Leo, I know, will rejoice when the deaf shall hear, because that is one of the things that both of them struggle with. But I want us to move into that space of why Isaiah is offering this vision to the people of Judah and Israel. It's because of the time of exile to Babylon. And that space of land between Babylon and Judah, the place to where they were returning, was a land that was a desert, an horrible place that when you traveled across that land, you had possibilities of being attacked by beasts, but also by people of ill intent. So here, the Israelites and those from Judah knew that they were going home. They were going to the promised land, but they had to cross a desert. And if you heard carefully, at some point, Isaiah says, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. He tells them not to be afraid, because that journey that they so dread is not going to be the journey they expect. So I had to think about all those journeys I've taken, and you might have taken some of those journeys, especially this time of year. We have this tendency to have to take journeys, sometimes to our hometown, to see our parents or our grandparents, or possibly now, because of our ages, we're taking journeys in the other direction, going to see grandchildren and great-grandchildren. But the holidays seem to be a time of journeys. And the roads, our roads are a bit treacherous too. We have harried travelers. We have distracted drivers. We have high traffic. And then we have those roads that always seem to be under construction. So the trip always seems to have some sort of peril, and then we get to that place of dread. Like, it's a five-hour journey, and I know it's going to be six or seven because of this or that or the other. So we wonder how we're going to experience this journey to the place that we hopefully will be filled with joy when we get there, when we might just be anxious and so ready to go home, that we forget that we're there gathered to be celebrating Christ's birth. We're there to be gathered and celebrating the fact that we're family and that we've made it to this place in this wonderful time together. Well, the people of Judah are sort of in that place. They've got to go home, and they dread the journey. So Isaiah gives them this vision of that desert land, that God is going to change that desert land into flowering, beautiful deserts. Places that were dry will have flowing water, that the bandits won't be able to come upon that holy way, and that animals are not going to attack them. He's reminding them that God is a mighty God who can transform deserts into flowering vistas of beauty. He's reminding them that God is coming and God is going to change the landscape. So then I thought about those desert places. For the people of Israel, it was that barren area between two cities or two nations. But for us, we have different desert places, don't we? We have desert places where we have had to face illness. We've had desert places where we've had to face addictions. We've had desert places where we've had to face job loss. We have desert places where we have to face aging. Aging can sometimes feel like a desert place, as all the things that we used to be able to do with ease, you know, climb ladders, use chainsaws, suddenly we can't do them or shouldn't do them. Desert places, everyone's are a little bit different. And Isaiah is reminding us that there's one who is coming, who's going to come into those desert places and going to change them. That the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped, and the lame shall leap like a deer. Beautiful images of healing and wholeness, so that if you listen to Pat's reading of the Matthew passage, you found out that happened, didn't it? It happened. When John the Baptist sends his disciples out to find out who Jesus is, what does Jesus respond? He says, "Look and see. Haven't I healed the sick? Haven't I given food, clothed the naked? And I'm looking really hard and I'm going to get there. But I've done all the things that Isaiah said would happen. God has come in human form to earth. God has come and brought healing." What joy we can experience at that fulfillment of God's promise. But today, we're still waiting, aren't we? We're still waiting for God to come again. We're still waiting for that return and the fulfillment of God's promise, for the full renewal of the earth, for the full healing of the bodies, so that all who are blind will see, all who are deaf will hear, all who are lame will walk, all who carry disease will be cured, that there will be no more suffering and no more death and sorrow. We are still waiting for that to come again. But we don't have to wait in grief and despair, because God is the God of promise. Promised he would come in Isaiah. He came, as we hear in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. As we celebrate the season of Advent waiting, we can wait with joy, because we know that God is coming again. And in the meantime, what we also know is that we have been healed, that we have experienced that healing touch of our Lord and Savior. We have not maybe been cured of the things that ail us, but we have been healed in our hearts and in our spirits, so that we can be those messengers. That's why John the Baptist is here. He's to remind us in Advent that we are to become those messengers of good news, to share with those who are hurting, those who are grieving, those who are experiencing those desert places in their lives, that God is with them. Emmanuel, God with us. And what better way to witness to someone than to share your own story, to share to them why it is important that we remember that Christ came as a baby, that Christ came in human form, that God chose to come down to earth and be a defenseless, helpless baby in the arms of Mary with Joseph by her side. A baby who could not defend himself in any way possible, but grew up just like you and just like me, grew up in human form, came to life and entered his ministry at 33. Think about it, 33 years when he could have suffered something that could have changed the course of history. But instead, he came and changed the course of history. Now we have many desert places in our hearts, in our lives, in our nation that need to hear the good news that joy is everlasting, grief is not. That joy is everlasting, death is not. that joy is everlasting. Sickness and sorrow is not. We are here because Christ is coming and Christ is coming again. We're celebrating his birth in 2 weeks. We celebrate Christ is born. And we sing joy to the world, for the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Isaiah reminds us that there is a holy way to the cross and beyond. But what we want to do, be the John the Baptist and share the good news with the ones who need to hear about everlasting joy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.